SOS, Stop Opioid Silence. Facebook, along with Partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, have come together and recently launched the Stop Opioid Silence Initiative. And Marsha Lee Taylor, Executive Vice President, External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction, joins us this morning. Marsha, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about this Stop Opioid Silence. Being in the news, though, I hear opioids mentioned all the time. What's the silent part of this that seems to be going on that you want to prevent?
Well, the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids and the Center on Addiction have teamed up with Facebook on a national public awareness campaign to break the stigma and shame associated with the opioid crisis. And as you mentioned, the campaign has one central message, and that is to stop opioid silence. So despite the fact that one in two Americans knows someone affected by the opioid epidemic, not enough people are talking about it and talking about how it really affects their lives and their communities. And it's time to break the silence and share our stories. So the campaign features stories of 12 people from across the United States, including one from Ohio, who have been impacted by the opioid crisis, either personally or through a loved one. And each story not only details the person's experiences and struggles with addiction, but also the hope of recovery. And the goal of the campaign is really to show that there's hope and to inspire other people to share their stories and to speak up when they need help.
We've had locally talks and discussions on how people are trying to sort of reposition the people who are involved in the opioid crisis, those who become addicted, understanding who they are, sort of putting a face to sort of this problem, which humanizes it and makes it more, I guess, a little more compassion and understanding of it. Talk about, I guess, how that sort of plays into diffusing the stigma that might be attached to it.
Exactly, and that's so important. There's so much judgment. And you know, as I mentioned before, everyone knows someone who's been affected by the opioid crisis, but there is so much judgment and shame and stigma, and that's a huge stumbling block to people getting the care that they need. And in fact, according to the Surgeon General, only one in four people with an opioid disorder get the proper care. So the fact is that people are reluctant to tell their stories because they're afraid, and it's a real fear that disclosing their addiction can jeopardize their parental rights, their job, their housing, their personal relationships, their education. So this campaign urges people to stop the silence and to share their stories and really convey that there's hope. People can recover, lead productive and healthy lives, and people who need help for themselves or loved ones should ask for it.
And what if you are one of those loved ones who thinks that somebody in their family or maybe a close friend is having this problem? How do you approach that problem given the fact that, you know, a lot of these people don't want to face up to it, sort of, publicly anyway?
Yeah, and that is a huge stumbling block as well. I think that, you know, we need to remember that this is just like any other health crisis, and that we need to make sure that we're advocating for people that we love and asking for help. And people can visit stopopioidsilence.org or drugfree.org to really get some tips and tools that are very specific to their situation, to be able to help their loved one, to be able to talk to their loved one in a way that that person will be willing to, more open to hearing it, more open to getting help. There are a lot of techniques that we talk about on our website that can really empower someone to be able to convince their loved one to get the help that they need.
Talk about the Facebook component. How does that all work into all of this?
Sure. Well, Facebook is an enormous platform that's really well-suited to starting national conversations like Stop Opioid Silence. Already we know that people are using Facebook on their own to connect with support if they have a loved one who needs help, or even support for themselves in their own recovery. So it is a platform that is, you know, often used already for these types of conversations. And it's a great way, if we're asking people to stop the silence and just share their stories, it's a great way for people to be able to share their story with their own network. And when people click on one of the ads or go to stopopioidsilence.org, they're also able to click on a message for help button that will connect them to curated resources that will be helpful to them and getting the help that they need for themselves or a loved one.
When you talk about sharing their stories, Is it whatever point of this process they're in? Because I would assume a lot of the people that are sharing the stories that you've already set up have ones have sort of maybe reached the point that they have recovered, that
yes.
they have that. You know, if you're in the middle of it, I don't know how you're, you know, are these stories mostly going to be all positive stories? Because, I mean, this is not a positive discussion that we're having in a sense.
Well, the stories in the campaign are positive because we wanted to share stories of help, though we do have stories of loss as well. But even that those stories are empowering in saying that, you know, the more people speak out and ask for help, the better off that they will be. So, you know, but not everyone is, their story is sort of tied with a bow. And we encourage people to reach out for help, to get support. It's so important. People feel so alone. They feel like this isn't happening to any other family. And the fact is, it is. And, you know, we support one another when there's a cancer diagnosis. We support one another when there's some tragedy in our lives. But when a family is struggling with addiction, they suffer in silence and they suffer alone. And we're trying to change that so that people can really get the support that they need to be able to have the strength that they need to get help for a loved one or help for themselves.
Talking today with Marsha Lee Taylor with the Center on Addiction about the Stop Opioid Silence, SOS, the StopOpioidSilence.org is a site to go visit. Center on Addiction, what exactly do you guys do there? Do you bring other agencies together? Do you work on programs? Are you looking to figure out the ways to battle this addiction? What happens with your organization?
So the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids and the Center on Addiction merged in January, and we help families addressing every aspect of substance use and addiction, from prevention to recovery. We empower parents and caregivers with support and guidance, and it's all using the latest science-based information, and people can find those resources at drugfree.org. And in addition, we're working at a more systemic level to transform the way our nation addresses addiction. And that work takes a number of forms, including campaigns like Stop Opioid Silence that are aimed at really changing those cultural perceptions and barriers to getting care.
Well, using a platform like Facebook gets it out there as well, and people are encouraged to see those stories, share them as well. Again, StopOpioidSilence.org is where they can go, and you'll see all the information out there. Marsha, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing this important information today.
Thank you so much.